This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. State Senator Kim Thatcher, Republican nominee for the race for Secretary of State. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about your background before you get into politics.
Well, I actually have been a small business owner for the past 28 years, and I'm still am, and being a legislator and being in the private sector as well gives me a good combination of experience to be in the Secretary of State's office. So,
now you've been in the legislature for a few years. You got into the House. What led you into that race to begin with?
To begin with, actually, a lot of people were asking me to run. That was never on my to-do list. I was never looking to be a quote, politician, and it's really a pleasure to serve in that capacity.
Now, you moved from the House to the Senate. Why did you decide to change chambers?
Well, the senator who was there, Senator Larry George, had decided to resign, or not resign, but he was not going to run again, so I decided to run for that spot.
And how long have you been in the state Senate?
I'm in the middle of my second term, and the terms are 4 years long, so it's about 5-6 years now.
So Secretary of State, what made you be interested in running for that?
That is where most of my work in the legislature has been, intersecting with, is the work of the Secretary of State's office, whether it's administrative rules or ballots or audits or anything to do with business and all those things. Are transparency, archives, those are things I've worked on for many years while being in the legislature, so it just seemed like a natural fit.
Along the way, in past years, as different folks have ran for Secretary of State, and I've gotten the opportunity to talk to a lot of them, one of the things I always ask about is, how would you describe the role of the Secretary of State?
That's a really great question, because I really look at it as a nonpartisan type of role to play. As a Secretary of State, you're in charge of the elections, audits. You want to make sure that the services that are being promised to people are being delivered at the best possible cost, and that you protect the public records. We've got all the archives there at the Secretary of State's office, and we have the Corporations Division. And one of the things I was really excited to work on was in 2011, deciding to put in place an ombudsman for small business within the state government. And it was decided during that interim, after that study, in 2013, that's when the Secretary of State's small business advocate was put into place.
So what would you do differently if you were leading the Secretary of State's office and staff?
I really want to inculcate a culture of real service to everybody, not be the Republican Secretary of State or the Democrat Secretary of State or any particular persons. I want to be Oregon's Secretary of State and serve all the people of Oregon and make sure that they're given the best possible service.
What about vote by mail? It's bantered about back and forth now as a big national issue, and a lot of different perspectives on it. But Oregon was kind of at the front end of vote by mail. What are your thoughts on it, and maybe even looking at what other places are doing?
Well, Oregon's vote by mail, I think, is something that Oregonians are very much in favor of. It's kind of like the bottle bill, the beach bill. We were kind of leading the way on the vote by mail. And it took us a while to get it up and running. We weren't just jumping into it within 6 months. So when they're talking about installing or making a national, not popular vote, but the vote by mail, that I don't think people are going to be given enough time within the states to do it right.
And so then you've got a fear that if it doesn't come together right, then obviously it could do things like impact how results come out, et cetera.
Yeah, I think so. We've put a lot of work into how we do our vote by mail here in Oregon. I mean, no system is perfect, and that's why I've always said that we need to look at every step of the way of the voting process, from getting ballots or from actually registering to vote to counting the ballots and certifying an election.
Now, you won the Republican nomination just a few weeks back, and a lot of times people kind of lay low for a while. You're already out there, and was this your kind of beginning here in Douglas County?
Yes, I was actually having face-to-face meetings, like I'm actually seeing you in person right now. This is really nice not to have to be behind a screen.
Now, you were out yesterday. Was it yesterday or is it later today to tour the Elliott?
Yesterday, I toured the Elliott, and it's such a beautiful piece of land, and it's got quite a history, and I learned a lot about it, but I sure have a lot more to learn, obviously. But it's kind of frustrating, I think, to Oregonians and foresters out here that you can't sell the land, you can't log the land, and so what are you going to do with it? And so I know there are people working on a proposal for Oregon State University to come in and manage it.
Obviously, as Secretary of State, you would be involved in some of that as a member of the State Land Board.
Yes, I would.
So, and talk more about what the Land Board does.
Well, that's the state manages a lot of lands in Oregon, and it's not just forests. It's mineral-based and other. There's all kinds of different lands that are being managed, and that's where the Secretary of State, along with the State Treasurer and the Governor's Office, they all are on this particular land board and make decisions that come before them.
Now, you had a town hall meeting over at the Courthouse Annex last night. Talk about that.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. It was a hybrid of Zoom and in-person meetings. And so we had a few people in the annex, and we had a few people online with the Zoom call, and we're getting questions. And it was nice to be introduced by Senator Dallas Hurd. And then it was kind of nice to have a question and answer format, sort of an interview format, and be able to hear about the concerns of local people. And I just really appreciate getting out and visiting with folks around here, because they're so down to earth and very friendly.
So during the primary, with all the restrictions and things, it was, I think for me, was the most unusual election cycle I've ever seen. Now we're into phase two in Douglas County and much of the rest of the state as well, and things will evolve forward for other places. So some of that is relaxing, but still some of the things are going to be different about campaigning going into the fall.
Absolutely. We're still wondering, well, is this event going to take place? Is that going to be allowed? You know, there are a lot of question marks out there as to some of the hallmark activities that take place every year that everybody enjoys. So
what are your plans campaign-wise for the summer? Are you going to be out there throughout the summer, or are you kind of putting things together behind the scene?
Both. I'm absolutely going to be out there, and we're also putting things together behind the scenes. So there's a lot going on. It's real important that I get out there and meet as many people as I can and let them know my story. I hope they'll hear me out, because I really need to meet with folks that may not have agreed with me as a senator, but I really want to serve in a nonpartisan role in the Secretary of State's office.
All right, Republican candidate for Secretary of State, Kim Thatcher, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:32 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.